Boys Lunch.
Here we go.
Hello and welcome back to Boys Lunch.
It's your boy, Joey.
Your boy. Well, we are back on the microphone. It's good to be talking to all of you without you responding to us. I love this relationship we have.
I scream into the void. Hope you're listening. Get nothing back. Though we've gotten stuff back. Emails, likes, comments, reviews.
Could use some new listeners. Will Adelman as well is listening.
Get out of here. Shout out to Will Adelman.
Yeah, pretty cool.
The whole Adelman family, actually. Let's just shout out the whole Adelman family.
We are, yeah. We're moving on up in the world.
Even Ricky.
Yeah. Congrats to Ricky, recent grad.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, things are rocking and rolling. They're flying over here.
You are eating a Domino's pizza as we record. All is right in the world. He's trying to time when to take a bite. Do I just throw it to him now? The man is chewing. As always, you can email us at boyslunch1@gmail.com. Love to hear from people. Welcome all those new listeners. So, Joey.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, what is going on? We just got back from
Disney.
That was in November. No, we just went to our first graders park day. I forgot about park day.
Yeah. We had like play day, right?
Right.
It wasn't park day. I think like they did a bunch of games
at Holy Trinity. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember, your classic like egg on a stick, three-legged walk. You know, the egg on a stick. Egg on a spoon. They made it really hard on us.
You had a small town or something? You just didn't find spoons?
Stick and hoop was also a classic game.
Egg on a stick.
You know, it's fair season coming up, so anything on a stick is delicious.
Yeah.
Trying to think of some other ones. Probably relay race.
Yeah.
But this one, it's over at the old Ash Now Anderson Park. Just 2 hours of just pure park time.
Yeah.
Popsicles.
Rip Ash Park.
Ugh.
The old playground was sweet. The new one's actually, they did a good job.
Yeah, it's actually safe. And yeah. Remember the old slide, the old metal slide with the...
They were electric.
Shrapnel wood staircases.
You think they renamed it because all the ash trees died?
I'm a little worried. What happened? Maybe it was named after someone with the last name Ash and they found out something about him. I don't know.
No. There's a scandal.
So if you knew the ash in which it was named after, go ahead and write us.
Awesome prayers. man, end of the year. Graduation just happened on Sunday. That was pretty cool.
Proud of them.
Yeah, super proud. Super proud. They worked really hard.
They got it done.
This generation works hard. They really learn the material. good seeing older siblings and families.
That's nice. Probably the most fun. Yeah, it's good to see the Mays brothers. Mm-hmm. Trying to think who else we got to see there. Ben Boland was there. Who else?
How could you miss me so tall?
He's a skyscraper, as some say. Oh, man.
Yeah.
What do you got to...
Walked by Lyle Salinas, didn't get to say hi to him, but saw him.
Wait, Lyle was there?
Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah.
All the way up from Texas?
Thomas Olinger.
You guys see him. See hi to Thomas.
Yeah.
He's down, where is he at? Ole Miss?
Mississippi State.
Mississippi State, sorry.
Yeah, don't say Ole Miss. Whoa. Fighting word. Yeah, man. All is right in the world.
All is right. We got summer is just mere
days away. We got flowers
away.
Blooming in the house. It's been fun.
Hey, did you get all that garden taken care of?
I was getting there,
Doing some weeding?
The thing is, I'm being a little more careful this year. Last year, I started to take away flowers that I thought were weeds. I was just going at it.
Is your neighbor like,
I mean, yeah. So
I think that's
supposed
better. To be there. That's good.
Just cleaned it up a little bit more. But yeah, we got a lot of peonies and they are just beautiful. They're gorgeous.
Mm.
We're going to have to cut some for you.
I have to send some pictures.
Dude, no, we're going to cut some for you.
You're going to cut some?
Oh, wow. Dude. Nothing like just clipping flowers from your outside and bringing them in. That's what you guys came here for.
Exactly.
Listening to this.
Joey's got a new hobby.
Yeah, we're wrapping up sports season for us. We have a little bit of break. I think you started new stuff, didn't you? Softball?
Yeah, we got softball.
Yeah.
Trying to think. CN will be doing soccer here in the summer. I think I'm just excited to went to the park last night with the girls. I actually went to two parks.
Oh, sorry you missed out.
That's all right. You had to get haircuts. Mm-hmm. This is our sponsor, Sports Clips.
Yep. Well, they know guys. after you texted me, like, gosh, this would be a good night to like actually meet up and go to a park. But sorry, it didn't work out.
Yeah, that's all right.
Damien has graduation tonight from Little Jewels.
So oh, shoot. So what's cap and gown and everything?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yep.
Does he really?
Our generation's screwed. This next generation.
He legitimately has a
cap and gown.
Justin, I mean,
anything for a buck for Justin.
No, it's not Justin.
Okay. I mean, who else is making cats again?
I hope they're like reusing these things.
Like, I'm excited for him. It's going to be cute.
Oh, yeah.
And he's been through a lot this year.
Anytime he could celebrate the kids,
has
is a good
thing.
Has
he only been at Little Jewels for 6 months? Yes. But those were tough. That was a big adjustment for him.
But hey, he's getting his diploma.
Proud of him. But yeah. It's going to be cute.
It's going to be cute. Oh, I got to.
So there's a battle inside. There's the angry old person in me. It's like, what are we doing for these kids?
We're celebrating everything.
Yeah. But also, like, it's super cute. The picture's going to be great.
That's
maybe, like, a song or something. I don't know. Oh, so they have something.
So it's a graduation slash performance. Yeah. Showcase the kids.
Concert, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Man. Are they going to have it catered? What do we do? I mean, what do we talk about? Is this, like, a three-hour event? Can you bring outside guests? Curious. The girls and I are looking for something to do tonight.
You want to go to Damien's? Little Jewel's graduation. What else has been going on?
Trying to think. We just talked last week.
Yeah, nothing that happened. I do want to give a shout out to Aiden McCoy.
Go on.
Yeah. For what? You're wondering. Like, why would we shout him?
Yeah, I can't wait.
That Chrism lotion that he has.
Oh, goodness.
You know?
Yeah.
I was hating on him for it. Not hating on him, but like, really, Aiden, you have lotion that is scented like Chrism.
Yeah.
And I am exposing you on the airways right now. But the day that I put it on, it did something for me, man. I actually really enjoyed it.
Same here.
Do you have some?
No, but I've used it a couple times as well. But as soon as I walk in the door, Mary's like, what is that? It is potent.
So I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. And it was at a deeper level because it like triggers things.
Reminded you of your baptism?
Yeah.
Well the baptism of like, your children.
It reminds you of those moments because like, it really does smell like incense as well to me. Like just like the scent of church.
Yeah.
And, how much a scent can really help
stimulate
like thoughts and imagination and reminders. Like it, I feel weird saying it, but Aiden, like it was prayerful. Like, I don't know. And I made fun of you and I make fun of you quite often, but want to give an honest shout out for that lotion. I'm wondering whether I should get some myself.
I mean, that would make sense on why I saw you in the chapel just smelling your hands. It all makes sense. Now. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to show Sella, but it had worn out by the time I got home.
Well, see, the problem is I put it on and then I like put it on my face because I have some excess.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I just reek of it when I get home.
That makes sense. Speaking of your wife.
Speaking of my loving wife, I was thinking of things that have happened. Wife's a true American hero. The American Heritage Girls had a camp out this weekend.
I was wondering where the American part was coming. Here it is.
And yeah, she spent the night with...
She overnighted it?
She overnighted it.
Nice.
Just one of the two nights, but one is enough.
Yes.
I mean, you know.
We only do one night for the scouts. Yeah.
And you remember sleeping on the ground at Estovir even for a few hours? Like, she was roughing it with Zaylee and her cousin, Addie. So she had an absolute blast. I mean, they were. Kudos to your sister-in-law.
Even if you have, like, a little cushion, it doesn't really help.
Kudos to your sister-in-law and your brother Jeremy. Yeah, they put on quite an event out there, so it's really nice.
Oh, they're running it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're out there?
Yeah. They were just camping next to the campsite.
Nice.
Yeah, that was fun. Zaylee had an absolute blast. So, yeah. Appreciation of nature. She likes being outside.
It is amazing. Kids do like adventure. I'm always not shocked, but like, you know, this is good. I'm not going to like sleeping on the ground, but our 7-year-olds, they think that's cool, sleeping outside.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't know if Mary and I will ever get into the...
Camping world?
At least the tent camp.
Right.
Right.
You guys like outdoors.
Yeah, we do. That's the thing.
Your hikers, your northern Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Fishers? So you guys aren't anti-outdoors.
No, we love the outdoors. But also, I think Mary and I are both in agreement that at the end of the night, we'd like to come back to the house.
It's beautiful. There's no greater feeling in the world. We got anything else going on?
I don't think so, man. We're just years winding down. Mm-hmm. This is where we make a promise about doing, I don't know, a podcast every 3 weeks over the summer. Yeah. And
you've caught me on a good day today. Can you tell that I'm just glowing?
Yeah, you're glowing.
I just had my end of the year interview with Mr. McGraw. And like just very different than my December interview with Mr. McGraw. He was like reading some of the notes from there. He goes, you know, you were kind of in a... a tough place last time. Like, well, you caught me on a good day, Chris, because I'm feeling good right now. So yeah,
that's
good to see. Yeah.
The energy, the joy.
Yeah. Hey man, the seasons affect me.
And that's okay.
And that's okay.
It's good self-awareness.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of self-awareness, I think our topic today is going to be on
the year that was.
The year that was 2022-2023. An absolute academic powerhouse. An absolute weapon of a year.
Now, most people would do this perhaps December, early January, a reflection on the year that was. But we're going to go fiscal year this year.
Yeah. More, what have we learned? And I think what I said was, and maybe I didn't tell you this, and good thing because we're probably stopping now. Kind of more personally and professionally. Like, what have you learned this year? For me, it's year 10 within the profession. You're pretty much 10 years in the education field as well. What have you learned year 10 as opposed to year 7? And as we're growing as parents and husbands, maybe personally, what have you learned over this past year?
I'm excited. I actually was able to take the chance. Very fortunate to have seniors who are gone. Miss you guys for sure.
Love you, seniors.
But like the last couple mornings, just first hour for almost the entirety of it, just parking myself in the chapel. And you actually gave me a little preview of what this is going to be about. So
yeah,
I had a chance to actually sit with it.
I love that. So can't wait to hear it.
Now.
All right, let's start off with professionally. Kind of as educators, teachers, ministers, that sounds weird. Mm-hmm. People of youth ministry. What do you feel like you've learned professionally this year? How have you grown?
I think...
like how I turned that on you?
I did.
Yeah, I do.
I think a couple things. I think we learn things about ourselves that can lead to growth. And I think a couple things happen. One is I don't know if I've grown in this as much as I'd hoped to this year, but something I did learn about myself is that I just don't think the interior life matches the need, right? I think it's just very difficult... to give of yourself always and each, not just in theology, but in all fields, right? To be always on, always ready and present, to love a student, to be patient, to practice these virtues, and to be an example of the gospel lived. I mean, all teachers are called to that, any subject here, especially at Central. But yeah, I just found myself not as bad as years past, but you know, just getting worn down. You just get tired. There are things that I would like to set up this summer and to carry into next year about prayer and spending more time. And you and I have talked about this. It's very difficult for us to separate the lesson that we're about to teach from prayer sometimes because they overlap naturally. And sometimes I just find myself not feeding myself as I should. Instead, I'm prepping a lecture. I'm praying about what I'm going to be teaching about. And I just don't think, I've realized over this year, especially, but I think I was coming to grips with that in the years past, that I've just got to find a way. Right. So I think you and I are going to read a book this summer, A Fire Within, by Father Thomas Dubé on spiritualities of St. John of the Cross. And
made it through a few pages this morning for you.
St. Teresa of Avila.
Yeah.
Right? And their spirituality. So yeah, I'm excited about that. So that's something I learned is just, I think as I'm realizing that as I'm getting older, my own teaching style as well, like I can't just rely on my own natural energy and charisms, right? There's something so much more there.
Yeah.
I still have a passion and love for this, but it can't just be based off of my own God-given gifts. There's got to be something more there. And I think the kids see that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I love.
Yeah, it wasn't something I was going to talk about, but I think that's a definite change this year. It's harder to be goofy and zany and whatever. And like,
get too old for this, Riggs.
Well, I don't know. Like, it just feels forced and fake. And I never want to be like a fake person. I want it to be authentic. And I think our authentic selves are growing within teaching. Because I don't think we were being fake to begin with.
Right.
Like, I think we were goofier. We were younger.
And relying more heavily on our personality to win them versus like how well we're teaching the content.
And I think just trying to like recognize that the content is worthy enough and engaging enough. If we're presenting them the right things.
Right.
And trying to figure out what the right things are. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things professionally, just like learning each year, just not taking things personally. I think similar to you, as we list all these, not necessarily that we're perfect at them yet, but it's something that we've grown in some way. And I think just like the comments that are made, the facial expressions you might see, or just the general attitudes day in and day out. Like, first of all, 90-something% of them is not about me or anything I've said or done, like recognizing that about the people that are in front of me, Like, there are so many other outside factors, and to not let that get to me. The reason that maybe half the class is negative or upset or complaining isn't because of something I did. So not taking those things personally, not taking them as attacks on me. I think just like being more empathetic in a way of, or like just understanding, like, they're a high schooler, and just like reminding myself that more and more, like, I don't know, my worldview was small in high school too. Like, it was about me, and I wasn't trying to be rude to somebody. I wasn't trying to take something from someone. I just like didn't know better. I think just becoming better at that.
Yeah.
Like making myself aware, reminding myself, like, they're not trying to get under my skin here. They're literally just like, they can't help themselves, and they're like goofing off in the hallway. Mm. It's not a personal attack on me or the school or anything. They're just high schoolers.
Yeah.
I think just like learning how to sift through that.
Yeah, that was on my list too. I something I think I did better this year, and it was in the light of that cynicism podcast that we did. And Chris McGraw did a great job of challenging us, I think, at the beginning of the year to stick to that ourselves, right? Not letting the students kind of steal our joy. And because you're exactly right. There's your approach and an understanding of what you're dealing with, and the fact that empathy is the exact word, right? Understanding who they are and where they are, and that it's not a reflection of your teaching or what you've done. Largely, it's circumstances outside of their control that has formed them and who they are. It's our job to lead them to Christ and to do so and to love them where they are and who they are in that moment, right? And
you can't blame them for not being super excited after a lesson that you feel like is pretty good, because like at the end of the day, it's still school day, and like to not take that person, to continue to deliver what you can and change when you need to. But I don't know. I think just recognizing, I think you've seen it within the podcast, recognizing the desires of humans, I think, has been a big professional thing and personal thing.
Yeah.
Like understanding, like, why are my colleagues choosing something, or why are my bosses choosing something, or why are the students choosing something, and recognizing that the deeper wants and needs behind each human, I think, has been helpful.
Or the insecurities that they're dealing with, right, that they're trying to mask with their behavior and all these types of things. It's just, Mary's always done a great job of reminding me, like, they're high school students. Mm-hmm. You can remember who we were in high school, you know, and it's...
I think even just, like, recognizing within myself, why am I doing these stupid things? Well, at the core, I'm still, like, kind of insecure, like, or I'm a kid. And I think recognizing that, my colleagues, why are they doing that? Well, there's probably something more there. Like, you don't know the full picture. I think I'm just trying to be more aware of those things, even within, like, the adult world, with my colleagues and bosses. Like, all of us are seeking, I don't know, to be known and loved, and we live that out in good ways and bad ways.
And another thing professionally that goes along with that is keeping that investment year round in the students along the same lines, not allowing negative interactions or a perceived pattern of behavior or that a student has, I see them and they see that they're too good for something or whatever, like just taking those as isolated moments, correcting if needed, but then on the next day, just coming in and still being just as invested in them and their well-being as I was the day before. And we've made the jokes about February, right? A great month because of your wife's birthday, but it was a slog,
good memory,
right, for teachers. Keeping that attitude throughout the year, it's tough. But I mean, again, all of this ties together. Mm-hmm. A strong prayer life and a foundation, and understand that you approach each new day in a new way with a new fervor and love for these students. Right, they can only be fed from grace. So
yeah. My last little thing was just getting better at the nice to know versus need to know, just in teaching delivery. We had a good in-service first semester, was just talking about how can we be better educators. It's learning what is the need to know information and content, and what are just the nice to know elements, things that like can enhance it and build on it, but just getting better at like the core things, like how can I be a better teacher in that you understand this concept in a great way and I can scaffold it for you and help you retain it. Not that I'm perfect at it, but I think that's just been a teaching, I don't know, interest and passion of mine. It's just being better at that. Yeah. Next year, trying my best to give them the need to know and add in the nice to know when necessary.
Yeah. What are the essential questions I need them to have the answers to or to understand coming out of this lesson? Like, what's the overarching point? Why am I teaching this in the first place? Yeah, I'm not an educator, formally trained in such. So, yeah, that's something I'm trying to come to grips with every year.
Yeah. Should we switch over to that personal life?
Yeah, let's I almost said let's dim the lights.
Dim the lights. Let's talk about our personal life.
I think I'll throw it to you first.
Okay, yeah. Personally, how have I grown within this last year? I think I finally made the switch to I need to get up early. And I've mentioned that on podcasts before, but that has been very important for me. I'd seen you do it for a while and seen some other people. I know like Andrew Lawrence and some other, especially like the dads that I've talked to, just talk about how that's been key for them to keep their life balanced and ordered. And I finally just switched. And it's become a lot easier. I think just making that switch and giving myself time to pray, to read, just time to like fill myself up and finding a good time of the day. Because I think I was just talking to Josh Miller yesterday. We're shooting some hoops, no big deal. Working on the J in the gym. Just like my free time, a lot of my life has been at night, and I'm just not productive at night. Mm-hmm. If I give myself an hour and a half of free time at night, I normally just end up watching TV on the couch for an hour and a half. And I feel like that hour and a half in the morning has been so much more beneficial for me and more life-giving. And so personally, it just helped me grow within the home, which then leads into, workplace and interaction. So that's one of the things I feel like I finally made the switch on.
I like that.
I'm an old person.
I like that.
Yeah.
For me, it's been an awareness of how far I still need to go in my vocation. But to frame it in maybe in a more positive way, and I think is true, is I've just, over this year, I've had a continued growth and appreciation for my vocation, right? With that is a recognition of the ways I still need to grow, but just how much I desire to grow. So yeah, I'm still making mistakes. I'm not the best husband. I'm not the best father. And that's been painfully apparent in some moments this year, but I'm in each of those moments of like, oh geez, like how am I still doing this? Like I'm still acting like a child, or I'm still failing in these ways. But in my prayer, it's been like, it hasn't been like a, like beating myself up. It's been like a, you want this. It's worthy of the pursuit. You love this. Like, this is where you want to be. You want to be the best husband you can be. You want to be a good father to these girls. And that's something that I've just continued to grow in this year. And it's just on my heart a lot. It's just like, gosh, you've got a long way to go, but dang it, isn't it worth it? Isn't it beautiful? Mm-hmm. Right. And there's this moment where Zaley was yelling at Sienna about something or correcting her. And Mary's like, Zaley, see, this is why. Like, she learns from you. She's copying you. Mm-hmm. And then I said something like, yeah, but I'm pretty sure Zaley's copying me. Yeah. You know, it's just like,
those are tough moments.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Like, I've seen that interaction so many times between me and Zaley. So that's, I just like, it was like one of those moments of just like, oh, she's now me to Sienna.
Yeah. It's a lot of weight sometimes.
It is, but it's like, I don't know.
But like, to what you said is like that appreciation of the vocation. Would that have come up if I was not in this vocation? And it's right. Like through my vocation that these areas are being highlighted and the paths are being illuminated, what I can take.
Yes. And I think, I don't know, it's just been such a great gift in my weakest moments as a father and a husband, when brought to prayer and they've been transformed. And God has really blessed me with just kind of this continued love and growth for what I'm called to be in this life. And I just, I can't wait to continue to work on that. And so,
I think I talked about some of my, shortcomings and stuff and maybe different podcasts, but I think, similar sentiment. I think some of our conversations have been the same, like, as we're working through this period of our life, how beautiful it's been, how messy it is, but like the messiness is important. And the clarity is important. I think some of the things I wrote down, expectations for my kids in learning how to let them be themselves more and not trying to micromanage so much. I'm not always the best at it, but I feel like I'm at least attempting and growing. Like, I don't need to correct every little attitude. Like, sometimes I just need to let them be kids.
Yeah.
And to your point, like when I hear Cisco, like speaking the way that I speak, or like some of those patterns of correction and discipline to like Damien or something, or to each other, like, and knowing that's from my mouth and like my tone and my like influence, it's tough. And I think just letting them learn those boundaries as kids in a healthy way and letting them be creative and adventurous and not being that stifled to that, like being there when needed to help them like learn boundaries, but like just letting them explore. Like I don't want them to be scared to be creative or scared to be daring and brave, like because dad's going to tell them, no, don't do that. So I think just like trying to learn those boundaries of that. Yeah, sometimes it's hard to be silent with that and just be the observer. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
oh yeah, I find myself
saying letting play a little bit.
You right. Know, like,
referee.
They'll ask me to do something and I'll say no. And it's not because I don't actually have a good reason or that it's unsafe. It's just dad doesn't want to put the effort to do that.
Yeah. That was my other thing, learning how to push myself when it's just me watching the three of them.
Yeah.
Like things don't have to be perfect. Let me just attempt it. Even though it's going to be busier because I'm carrying the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like I got to just let them do that. I can't like stop their life from happening because it's a little bit tougher on me.
Yeah.
So I think just like trying to like work through that and learn through that. I think these are going to be big things during the summer. Just the chance that we get. And I'm happy we have this chance. Because it's almost like, let me make up for the mistakes I made the last 6 months.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of the excuses anymore to say it's just because I'm busy or it's because work is happening. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the summer too. For a lot of the same reasons. Try to continue to grow as a father. But
parenting is tough and we're so good at it.
God help us.
I just can't believe that. We're experts. Did you have anything else?
No, I think those were, let me hit my big points.
Yeah, I think we got like, as I was like reflecting, there are personal things that I don't know if I like need to share as much.
Hmm.
I was just trying to get maybe some more specific things that other people could relate to. And I don't know.
I mean, I think it's just a healthy,
good job.
I think it's, did you guys have fun? I think it's just a good practice for, and we've talked about this in January as well with the new year, but it's, I mean, it's healthy throughout the year to kind of do those examines, see where I'm growing, listen to the spirit moving within my own heart, my mm-hmm. life, where it's challenging me, calling me to push further. I think again, a resounding call for prayer and that those moments of silence where you can have like without an established prayer life, you know, I don't sit with, maybe I become frustrated with my own weaknesses and how I continue to fail. Mm-hmm. And then I just like, it just, you know, it snowballs and it gets worse or I become to pull back or whatever. But in the moments of prayer, I can actually see like what is happening, what is transforming here and falling deeper in love, right, with my wife and my children, because I know that this is something I want and want to do well because it is a great good.
For sure. Cool, man. Any shout outs? It's the problem with doing a podcast so close together. There's just not enough people in my life that are making positive contributions. Oh, look at that oh that we did together. What should we shout out this time? Well, I personally want to shout out Josh Miller.
Coach Miller?
Coach Josh. Just for being a good companion this year, replacing Paul. No, just for baseball team, what he's been able to do with that, just the culture there, and just exciting the guys, you know. And just personally, professionally, like working with him has been great. Nate Thomas as well.
Yeah.
Just some of the newbies this year. Chris McGraw has just been a very positive addition to Central. I'm happy about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And shout out to all the parents of graduating seniors as well. Any of you that are listening, I know you've made some serious sacrifices to send these students here and you've entrusted them with us. And I hope we've repaid your trust.
Yeah.
Keep in contact as well.
Cool.
For the kingdom.
For the kingdom.